voice that keeps on calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
That was the Pet Shop Boys with my theme tune, Shameless. This is the playlist, and this is Heaven 17.
I've never been closer. I tried to understand that certain feeling carved by another's hand. But it's too late to hesitate. We can't keep on living like this. Leave no track.
Champions. That was Heaven 17 with Temptation. And can you hear my bed? Yes, you can hear my bed. Excellent. You might also be able to hear that somebody's using power tools outside. Maybe not, because I've got a good microphone. But, you know, maybe. Thing is, I have to have the window open because it's 900 degrees in here today. So, thank you very much for joining me in the pits of hell. I'm Darren. This is The Playlist. And we've got lots of great music for you this very week. We opened up with Pet Shop Boys' Shameless, which, as I just said on Mastodon, I was listening to that one earlier and thinking, cool, this sounds like Go West. And yeah, it's the B-side to Go West, so that's why it sounds like it. Thank you very much to Ben Gray for that suggestion. And then we just heard Heaven 17, Temptation from 1983, though I remember it from 1992. So thank you very much to Nikki Quote for that suggestion. This next one, suggested by Astronomerit, marks the, I think, second outing of this band in the 2 years that we've been running this show. This is BTS.
Because 어찌 같은 종목하니 대세도 같은 조원이면 괜찮잖니
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
We don't make the time to stop or reflect. I know from first-hand experience, one can go delirious. Seriously, it can be like that. But before I put my foot in my mouth, cause that's what I'm about to start talking about, please let me confess before all the rest that I'm afflicted by this addicted, like most in the U.S. It's tough to make a living when you're an artist. It's even tougher when you're socially conscious. Careerism, opportunism can turn the politics into cartoonism. Let's not patronize or criticize. Let's open the door and look inside. Put the file on the state of denial. Hypocrisy is the greatest luxury. Raise the double standard. Hypocrisy is the greatest luxury. Raise the double standard. Hypocrisy is the greatest luxury. Raise the double standard. Hypocrisy is the greatest luxury. Raise the double standard. The bass, the treble, don't make a rebel. Having your life together does. America has an image of a young one, fast living, not given an expletive. No respect for him or the lives of those around him. Suicidal, homicidal, or at very least extremely unbridled. How convenient for those who would like to destroy him. The problem has never been our political logic, but the way we enact it. We can imagine a perfect society that can maintain a decent relationship. The failure found in the luxury, not in the hardship. Hypocrisy is the greatest luxury. Raise the double standard. Hypocrisy is the greatest luxury. Raise the double standard. Hypocrisy is the greatest luxury. Raise the double standard. Hypocrisy is the greatest luxury. Raise the double standard.
Thank you.
1992. That was the mighty Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, with Hypocrisy is the Greatest Luxury. And yes, I do believe it is. Thank you very much to Davey Bot for that suggestion. Who is it in my bed this week? Mrs. Dodds is in my bed this week, having suggested Tomoyasu Hotai with Battle Without Honor or Humanity. You know the piece. It goes like this. I'm sure other DJs have used it, but not as well as I have. It was actually suggested just as a song, but it's an instrumental, so it works as a bed. So thank you very much, Mrs. Dodds, for climbing into my exceptionally sweaty bed this week. And anyway, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and our theme this week for Every Week There Must Be a Theme is Morally Bankrupt. Why are we morally bankrupt this week, DJ Darren, I hear you say? Well, because we have to celebrate the sports, don't we? The World Cup is currently ongoing, and we have to celebrate it in some way, and how better than with a theme related to the World Cup in the United States. So yes, all the songs tonight, this week even, depending on when you're listening to this, are about being morally bankrupt in one way or another. We've had Shameless by the Pet Shop Boys, we've had Temptation, we've had BTS with Bapsay, or Silver Spoon, I think it is. If I spoke Korean, I would be very enthused by those lyrics. Class consciousness. Thank you very much to Astronomer Merritt for that suggestion. And you just heard the Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy with Hypocrisy is the Greatest Luxury, suggested by Davybot. And this next one is an incredible tune that was suggested by Steve199. Thank you very much for the Talking Heads. Oh, was tremendously right on. That was She Drew the Gun with Class War from 2021, as suggested by Pete. So thank you very much, Pete. I'm here for that. Very good stuff. Yes, this is The Playlist. I am Darren, and our theme this week is morally bankrupt because of the sports, because of the football. And what is quite funny, in fact, is of all the tracks that that you'll be hearing this week, 28 of them in total, one of them is about football. So, I guess most of them are about governments and the music industry, to be honest. But, you know, you sing about what you know, I suppose, and most musicians don't really know about football. Neither do I, actually. It wasn't until yesterday that I learned who England played the other night and what the final score was. And I only learned that involuntarily when I was telling my son that I didn't know those two bits of information, and he offered them to me. I told him that I didn't need to know, and I was quite proud that I didn't know. And I won't share them with you now because... Anyway, yeah, let's play some more music, because let's be honest, I don't know anything about football, but what I do know is really good tunes. And Dodds, Mr. Dodds, and Laura underscore 2222 both independently suggested this, and how can I not play the finest 58 seconds ever recorded by man? This is Bo Burnham.
Look at you now, Zuckerberg and Gates and Buffett. Amateurs can fucking suck it, fuck their wives, drink their blood. Come on, Jeff, get 'em!
Tis no man, tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
To see to myself just to suggest that I'm selfish. I've been trying to impress that more is less and I'm repressed.
I should do it instead.
However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me. However I look, it's clear to see I love you more than you love me. I love you more than you love me. I love you more than you love me.
Electronic with Getting Away With It from 1989, and astute notice by Rollo for pointing out that that's the second appearance of Neil Tennant this week. Obviously he was in the Pet Shop Boys track, and also yeah, apparently Chris Lowe did the bass for that track but was uncredited, so there you go. So that's basically two Pet Shop Boys tracks in one show. What more could you want? Also, that song was written as a piss take of Morrissey, and quite frankly, I think that's a good thing. More songs should take the piss out of Stephen Morrissey. Yes, I will never play him on this show, for reasons that you all know, but I will play piss take songs. I should find a way to shoehorn in Jay Foreman's I Haven't Got Any Legs. If you've ever heard that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But yeah, anyway, so thank you very much to Rollo for suggesting electronic with Getting Away With It, because that's what they're all doing, isn't it? They're all getting away with it. Also, there's a third song coming up in the next hour that links to that song. So there's like a nice little link of songs in one show. This show, of course, being The Playlist. I am Darren. And this next one is, ahead of that was Bo Burnham with Bezos One, or Bezos, depending on where you're from, I suppose. Which, if you've never seen his show Inside, you should go and watch Inside after this, obviously, because this is better in every metric. But you should check out Inside. It's one of the greatest comedy specials I've ever seen. It's incredible. So thank you very much to Dodds, Mr. Dodds, and Laura for suggesting that one. Let's crack on with some more music, shall we? This next one was suggested by Revian and is BB King with Sell My Monkey. Obviously.
She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey, but that'll never do. It used to be hers, but she Why she wanna sell him, I just can't see. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey, but that'll never do. She wanna know why we don't get along. She don't realize she's doing me wrong. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey, but that'll never do. I have to hang around every day and night. I can't trust a girl out of my sight. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey. She wanna sell my monkey, but that'll never do.
Thank you. like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. Heaven knows how you lied to me. You're not the way you seem. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel.
Look like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Walk like an angel.
Talk like an angel.
But I got wise.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Delightful stuff there from Elvis Presley. You're the devil. Sorry, open brackets. You're the devil. Close brackets. In disguise. And I even messed that one up. Doesn't matter. Thank you very much to Doctor. Sorry, mustn't forget the doctor. Thank you very much to Dr. Caitlin Swisslet. You didn't work hard for your doctorate in order to just be called Caitlin now, did you? Credit, or respect indeed, where it's due. Sorry, my brain has melted. My little thing in front of me is telling me it's 31 degrees here in the studio and there's nothing I can do to make it cooler. We've tried to buy an air conditioning unit for the house. Turns out there are none available for less than £500 anywhere in the UK. So that's fun, especially as we're apparently going to be hitting 35 degrees on Wednesday. So this is fine. Everything's fine. There's nothing anyone can do to change that. It's just how it is. The theme this week is Morally Bankrupt on the playlist. This is, of course, the playlist, so thank you very much. Ahead of Elvis was Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band with Devils Look Like Angels, suggested by me, JC. And ahead of that was B.B. King lamenting that his woman is trying to sell his monkey. Thank you very much to Revian for that suggestion. This next one was suggested by Cara. And completely new to me, even though it's from 1986, this is Eddie Money with Take Me Home Tonight.
Trying to keep a man awake at night. Are you? And the only prescription is...
An Exxon oil tanker, a CSR company, faced tough questioning at the company's annual general meeting today from sheer million gallons concerned that payouts to workers affected by asbestos carbon financially...
Save me, who's gonna save me, but if-
That was Midnight Oil with Blue Sky Mine. Astonishingly, an Australian act not suggested by Mr. Andrew D, who came into the chat just as that song was playing. It was like we put up the Oz signal and Mr. Andrew D responded accordingly. So, but anyway, no, that wasn't suggested by him. That was suggested by David Cohen. So thank you very much, David Cohen, for that suggestion. Always nice to hear some Midnight Oil that isn't Beds Are Burning, which I'm sure I've played on this. It's been 2 years since I started doing this in this format, and I genuinely can't remember some of the songs that I have or have not played, which is why the database exists. And I must do something more to make that easy to find, actually. But, yeah. Something to remember later on. Anyway, yes, this is the playlist. I am Darren, and amazingly, I'm actually not running late this week so far. Next hour's music is 52 minutes and 52 seconds, which gives me just 7 minutes of yap time. Can I do 7 minutes, only 7 minutes of yap time in an hour? Well, it'll be tough, Jeff, but we'll try. So anyway, yes, this is the playlist. I am Darren, and our theme this week is Morally Bankrupt. So yeah, I hope you've all paid your fees accordingly to be here, and indeed paid your fees accordingly to get your songs played on the radio. I've made a pretty penny out of this week, and I will be investing it in SpaceX. So thank you very much for all your seed money that will make me disgustingly wealthy, at which point I will stop paying taxes, of course, and I'll start voting for Conservatives and listening to Morrissey. Anyway, thank you very much to everybody for listening. Always remember these the people when you when you get to the top, and etc. etc. I will not, of course. Anyway, I'm yapping now, so shut up, Darren. This next one was suggested by Real Ale Rocks, so thank you very much to Nikki for this suggestion. This is Skunk Anansie, Hedonism, brackets, Just Because You Feel Good, close brackets. We'll be right back.
what you're doing now. I hope you're feeling happy now.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and...
Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Kicker, kick conspiracy. Kicker, kick conspiracy. Jay Hells, Tanny Blake, and Slickers. King of team. Kicker, kick conspiracy. Kicker, kick conspiracy in the marble halls of the charm school. Half Blair is punished. Under marble Miller Chip, the FA broods. And her flair can't be punished. And then guest as a Euro state magnates. Corporates, you elects. Kick off, kick conspiracy, kick off, kick conspiracy.
Club units, plastic, slime, partitions, cocktail, zigzag, Tudor bar, Pat McCat, the very famous sports reporter, is talking there. Fans! You are abroad. Remember, the police are wrong. Remember, they are unemployed. Remember, my express account. Hot dogs and seat for Mr. Hog. Hot dogs and seat for Mr. Hog. And his grotty spawn. And living brochures for ground units.
What could be more punk than a 55-second slow fade? Thank you very much, The Fall and Marquee Smith. That was Kicker Conspiracy. That was the one song this week that was about football. So thank you very much to Sod's Lawyer for that suggestion. That was from 1983. Quite blimey, doesn't time fly? Ahead of that was The Violent Femmes with America Is... from 93, as suggested by CC Ferry. So thank you very much to Kieran for that suggestion. There's been some great tunes suggested this week, and in fact some incredible tunes on the extras, so I can heartily recommend you go and listen to those on the various playlists. As ever, I will of course play them out after I'm done here at 9 o'clock, but they will also be available on the playlists on Spotify and Apple Music. If you want to make them available for other services, then please feel free to do so. I don't really mind. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and we're now into the second hour of tunes about being morally bankrupt just by way of celebrating the football. So, yes, it's all going swimmingly, I think. I imagine. I saw that the Scottish are very much having a good time, and that's fine by me. They drank Boston dry and then found the slide that the copper went down and face planted into the concrete, and there's a bunch of drunk Scottish guys going down in kilts. Tremendous content. So thank you very much to the country of Scotland for the entertainment this last week. It's been very fun. So I've got some more tunes for you. Indeed, another 52 minutes worth of tunes. So I should probably play them. Sorry, 42. I know what I mean. 52 minutes until the end of the show. Shut up, Darren. This is some more music, I suppose. This, suggested by Sheepnik, is The Fatima Mansions with A Pack of Lies.
They first met at the hospital. She was checking out for good. Her body patched but past repair, and there her angel stood. She was feeling quite confused now that her death was close at hand. She had to face eternity, so why not this mumbling man who got himself a wedding suit at a local warrant sale? It belonged to some old Turkish man who'd old and gone to jail. He would coax her mind with talk of love to make her body kind. 'Cause people hate the truth, you know. Being foreign, being spat on and shortchanged, he demanded that she leave with him for the land from whence he came. They were herded on like cattle to a ferry at high tide, this unkempt aging orphan and his helpless dying bride. But he left her at the other shore, crying on the deck. She had stumped against the rail as he had struck to free his neck. The customs shed was empty as he made his way inside. The one chimpanzees in uniform to hear his pack of lies. Now she's ascending into heaven with contentment on her face. And holy God is there to greet and batter her into her place. Oh, but meanwhile back on earth it seems the prodigal's returned, and they're making him the chieftain, and they come to him to learn how the neighbors in the rich land better steal and kill and lie. When they ask who calls the weaklings there, he just shrugs and says, not I. But surrounded by diseases, I stood tall and kept my health. I could have been important if I'd been somebody else. The moral of the story is this land's a victim farm. Don't you ever feed a beggar here, he'll eat your fucking arm. And don't blaspheme the strong ones if you want to stay alive. Now smile and give them thanks when they say, here's a pack of lies.
Charlie says, always tell your mummy before you...
critical, but now I find I'm cynical. A lady with a starving baby miles away from me. No problems here, just life and death, and what the hell is wrong with me? Everybody knows. No questions asked, just get receipts and write them off. Expenses, taxes are a bitch these days. Get the lady Starvel waiting for a contribution in a UNICEF box in a drugstore in this ugly little town. Things I do for money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand. The palm of my hand. The palm. I do for money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand. Things I waste my time on, I'll never understand. I used to be quite practical, but now I find I'm tactical. I scrape and scheme and struggle hard to get myself ahead. Have no concern for anyone but me. Things I do for money, I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm. We'll be right back. things I do for money I'll never understand. The world is just a marble in the palm of my hand.
As suggested by Giflian, that was the Northern Pikes with Things I Do For Money. The things I do for money. But I won't do that. So thank you very much to Giflian for that. That was really nice. You could have told me that The Edge from U2 played guitar on that, and I would believe you. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. That was good. Thank you very much, Giflian. Ahead of that was the Fatima Mansions with Pack of Lies, and I really enjoyed that as well. There was only 3 years between those two tracks. So thank you very much, Sheepnik, for the suggestion for that one. That was really good. I'm pretty sure, if that's not the first Fatima Mansions track we've played, I've certainly, well, Sheepnik has suggested probably about 8 Fatima Mansions tracks, and possibly the first one I played, possibly the second. But no doubt there are, like Sparks, there is apparently a Fatima Mansions track for every theme. And in fact, Rollo did suggest a Sparks track for this one. Something about Cheer Up Morrissey or something like that. But they also suggested Electronic Getting Away With It. And, well, you know, that one. Anyway, let's talk about tunes that are coming up, not tunes that are gone and in the past now. This next one was suggested by Mr. Andrew D, and you may be surprised to learn that this artist is from Australia. Well, this act, in fact, is from Australia. I know, it's a shocker. This is TISM, which I believe stands for This Is Serious, Mum. And this is brackets, He'll Never Be An, close brackets, Old Man River.
I'm on the drug, I'm on the drug, I'm on the drug that killed River Phoenix. I'm on the drug, I'm on the drug, I'm on the drug that killed River Phoenix. I saw his body thrashing round, I saw his pulse rate going down, I saw him in convulsive throes, I said, I'll have one of those. Veins, I'm soaked in moon, was not the same. Heroes explore to give us hope. River push back the envelope.
Drank the slab, drank the slab, drank the slab, the bombs got drunk. Drank the slab, drank the slab, drank the slab, the bombs got drunk.
I drank the slab, that bombs got drunk. I injected some of Hendrix junk. I booked a signal in his skin, it's plain. Rubber cast a sandwich, I ain't the same.
Now I'm bored, now I'm bored, now I'm bored. There's no stopping, now I'm bored, now I'm bored, now I'm bored. There's no stopping.
Now I'm bored and there's no stopping. Need another sip to fill a cup. And will I get my next drug action odds on? It'll be Michael Jackson.
I'm on the drug, I'm on the drug, I'm on the drug. The Hill River Phoenix, I'm on the drug.
Sitting out on the
every evil. Love is an air that supports the ego. It's called love, and it's so uncool. It's called love, and somehow it's become unmentionable.
Enjoyed the fact that Bernard Sumner's singing voice is not that strong. I don't know why, I just find it quite endearing. I'm sure he's a great singer, I mean, technically very proficient. I don't know anything about singing really, I just, you know, belt out tunes when I fancy it. But yeah, it's always struck me that he's a fairly weak singer, but he does good songs nonetheless. So thank you very much to Bernard Sumner for bringing us music, and indeed the rest of New Order. And thank you to White Wolf for suggesting it. And there ends our little link three. We started with Pet Shop Boys, then there was Electronic featuring, you know, a super group featuring the Pet Shop Boys, but also Barney Sumner, who is in New Order. So, yeah, nice little, and that was just, that was independently suggested by three different people. I just thought that was quite nice. So thank you very much to Ben, Rollo, and Gary for suggesting those three tunes. Very nice indeed. Wonderful. Right, this next one is a great track, but man, some of the language is, anyway. Enjoy, as suggested by Seard. Of course it was Seard. This is the Ghetto Boys. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. God, I love this tune. But yeah,
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. It feels good to be a gangster. A real gangster ass nigga plays his cards right. A real gangster ass nigga never runs his fucking mouth, cause real gangster ass niggas don't start fights. And niggas always got a hot cap, showing all his boys how he shot him. But real gangster ass niggas don't flex nuts, cause real gangster ass niggas know they got him. And everything's cool in the mind of a gangster, cause gangster ass niggas think deep. Up 365, ayo, 24/7, cause real gangsta ass niggas don't sleep. And all I gotta say to you, wannabe, cocksucking pussy pranksters, is when the fire dies down, what the fuck you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Gangster, feeding the poor and helping out with their bills. Although I was born in Jamaica, now I'm in the US making deals. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I mean, one that you don't really know. Riding around town in a drop top Benz, hitting switches in my black 6-4. Now, gangster ass niggas come in all shapes and colors. Some got killed in the past, but this gangster here was a smart one. started living for the Lord and I last. Now all I gotta say to you, wanna be, gonna be pussy and cocksucking pranksters. When the shit jumps off, what the fuck you gonna do? Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
To be a gangster, a real gangster ass nigga knows the play. The real gangster ass niggas get the flies of the bitches. Ask that gangster ass nigga, little shit. The bitches look at gangster ass niggas like a stop sign and play the role of Little Miss Sweet. But catch the bitch all alone, get the digits, take her out and end up hitting her ass with the meat. Cause gangster ass niggas be the game players and everything's quiet in the clique. A gangsta ass nigga pulls the trigger and his partners in the posse ain't telling off shit. Real gangsta ass niggas don't talk much. All you hear is the black from the gun blast. And real gangsta ass niggas don't run for shit. It's real gangsta ass niggas can't run fast. Now when you in the free world talking shit, you the shit. Hit the pin and let a motherfucker shank you. But niggas like myself kick back and peep game. Cause damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
The Dramamine. well, this is a show about death.
It's taboo, but it's hardly something new. There's nothing radical professionals can do. So maybe just feel you.
If you die while listening to this album, it's still gonna keep playing.
There's no destiny or fate. Just a terrifying waste. Group of people that you hate. And all the certainty the universe kills you.
That's the thing with life. No one makes it out alive.
It's awful, ain't it tragic? Blah, blah, Bible, Jesus, magic.
When you're dead, who gives a shit? No Pilates, no more yoga, namaste, you freaking posers. From the cradle to cremation, death just needs a little conversation. I have mastered the art of tearing convention apart. So how about we all make a start on the
That was the cast of Beetlejuice, the original Broadway cast, with a song called Being Dead. Well, the whole Being Dead thing. That was suggested by Roy Two's oldest teen, on the basis that, and it's an absolutely fair point, can you get much more morally bankrupt than Beetlejuice? I don't believe you can, unless you're the President of the United States. And a little bit of satire there, a little bit of politics here on the playlist. So thank you very much to Older Teen 2 for that suggestion. Ahead of that was the Mighty Ghetto Boys. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. I say that quite a lot. Just in my everyday today, you know, as I'm wandering around, I go to myself, damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Because, you know, I am a gangster. That was from 1992, but it wasn't until 1999 when it was featured in the Mike Judge movie Office Space that it really became cemented in the public consciousness. That's a really great tune, it's a lovely tune, but yes, some of the language wouldn't fly on this man's BBC, that's for sure. But thank you very much to Seard for suggesting it, because it's a great tune. And that's all that matters here on the playlist. Right, speaking of great tunes, certainly not the first run out for this band, and it almost certainly won't be the last, because they're great. This is Supergrass. Thank you, Swisslip, for this suggestion. It's got a very long, slow intro, though. So no thank you, really, for that. He's not even singing yet. Or really playing much in the way of instruments. Anyway, shut up, Darren.
Thank you.
the greatest.
Another one with a slow intro. What are you trying to do to me, people?
Hi, Lena Cherry here, listening to the playlist with my brother Eagle Eye. I'm doing the Buffalo Stance and everything.
Having trouble
magnificent stuff there from AC/DC. That was suggested by Floating Onion. I say Roasting Onion. I suppose in this weather it is. Floating Onion. So thank you very much, Floating Onion. It's very good of you. You're a very good person for suggesting such a fine tune. Ahead of that was My Vitriol with Infantile, which has the best reason for being suggested of any of the songs this week. Because it's... The current president of FA is Gianni Infantino, and there you go. This is a show celebrating the sports, the theme, of course, being morally bankrupt. So thank you very much to Andy Fish for bringing Gianni Infantino in with My Vitriol's Infantile. Amazingly, I've never played any My Vitriol yet. One of these weeks I'll play Always Your Way, because it's a masterpiece. Ahead of that was Supergrass, In It For The Money, as suggested by Swisslet, so thank you very much. This next one is probably my favourite song of the week. I don't like to hold favourites, but I've listened to various versions of this probably about 8 times just today alone, because it's a magnificent piece of music, so thank you very much, Plague Doc, for suggesting Neil Young.
People sleeping in their shoes. There's a war inside.
absolutely incredible stuff there from Neil Young. That was Rockin' in the Free World, as suggested by the Plague Doctor. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, I was listening to various different live versions of that today. Go and check out the Saturday Night Live version from 1989. Absolutely incredible live performance. It's up there with TV on the Radio's Wolf Like Me that they did for Letterman, which is one of the finest live performances I've ever seen. Just incredible. But yeah, so thank you very much to Plague Doc for that suggestion. Anyway, on to matters of great importance, next week's theme. Next week's theme is... a guest theme from Davybot, DIY. Do it yourself, DIY? However you want to pronounce it. Next week's theme is DIY. Thank you very much to Davybot for that suggestion. If you have thrown some suggestions out for themes, fear not, I have made a note of them. They are in the list. I will get to them. There's some very good ones coming up as well, so thank you very much to everybody for that. This next one, suggested by Roy 2. Great tune. You don't hear enough In Excess these days, do you? This is The Devil Inside. it occurs to me that aside from the entire show we did about Australia a little while back, I think this week has had more Australian artists than any other week. And in fact, there was a Nick Cave track in the suggestions as well. I just didn't have time to get to. I really wanted to, but it was 7 minutes long and it's a great tune. It was The Curse of Millhaven, but I just couldn't give it 7 minutes, I'm afraid. In fact, I'm running 3 minutes over now, so I best shut up and play the last song. Thank you very much for joining me this week. Come back next week where the theme is DIY. That was In Excess, as suggested by Roy 2, The Devil Inside. Roy 2 isn't The Devil Inside, although he may have The Devil Inside, because every single one of us. Anyway, shut up, Darren, and play Papa Irish's suggestion. This is an incredible piece. Sit back for the next 4 minutes and enjoy The Levelers. What a beautiful day.
What a beautiful day. Hey, hey, I'm the king of all time.
Good night, champions.
And nothing is impossible in my all-powerful mind. It was on the 5th of November when time had went back. Well, some say that that's impossible, but you and I would never look back. Wasn't it incredible? So beautiful and above all, just to see the fuse get lit this time, to light a real bonfire for all time. And what a beautiful day. I am the king of all time. And nothing is impossible in my all. To be back when Hepburn said I love you and Flynn said make mine a double jack. Was then we planned the revolution to make things better for all time. Oh, and Guevara said that's crazy and ordered up a bottle of wine. What a beautiful day. In there on the big screen, every night I've seen the way all things could be. Temples down without a sound, but the generals they were hiding out, the ministers well, they'd all gone to ground. Wealth redistribution became the new solution. So I got a paper bag, but you got the one with all the holes. And what a beautiful day.
Has always been celebrated for its excellence.